The President, John Dramani Mahama, has cut the sod for expansion works to begin at Takrade Harbour in the Western Region. The port of Takrade is the country's first commercial port, opened in 1928 to facilitate Ghana's international trade. The expansion has become necessary in view of pressing trade and economic demands. Western Regional Correspondent Mary Aziz Tunde has filed this report.
The project is expected to be completed in 2016 and financed under a Chinese commercial loan. Phase 1 of the project is estimated to cost 197 million euros, whilst Phase 2 will cost $196 million. Speaking at the sword-cutting ceremony, President Mahama said the project will augment government efforts to encourage trade and investment. He said the expansion works have become increasingly necessary to facilitate the never-growing market demands.
I'm gathering here this afternoon is yet another opportunity for government to confirm that by 2016 we will redeem the social contract we signed with Ghanaians as contained in our manifesto of 2012. It was about 80 years ago when the port of Takrade started operation. Today, another generation of Ghanaians have gathered here on these very grounds to cut the sod for the expansion of this significant port. Since 1928, the port of Takrade has facilitated much of Ghana's international trade, serving generations of our people as the main export port for some of our resources like manganese, bauxite, cocoa, timber, and other agroforestry products. It has also lately become the preferred port of call for many of our landlocked neighbors. The attendant result is that over the years, the vessel sizes and the operational requests of the Ghana Ports and Harbors Authority have significantly changed. This situation requires serious and radical solutions if Takrade Port is to remain competitive in the West African maritime environment.
The Minister of Transport, Jifa Ativo, said the project is a fulfillment of the President's pledge during his first State of the Nation's address.
We are fulfilling our manifesto pledge to our people. We are bringing to fruition the President's State of the Nation address. We are working hard to ensure that Ghanaians enjoy a better Ghana. My prayer that God continues to give you, our President, the wisdom of Solomon, to continue to work to improve the lot of our people so that come 11/2016, your mandate will be renewed.
Minister of Transport Jifa Ativo ending that report by Mary Aziz Tunde.